How you going?
It's NBA Australia. It's Thursday, December 21. I'm James Clements, writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Durong Guys NBA Basketball Podcast. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York. And this is NBA Australia. What are we doing? Daily breakdowns of the hottest of NBA storylines. Who's doing what? How they're doing it, where they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today? So here, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff that happened last night in the NBA, as well as a bunch of other smack about a bunch of other NBA junk, and cover off, of course, as we do each and every day, what all the Australian NBA players are up to. Today, we've also got Kiwi Corner as we check in on Stephen Adams, and we'll also have the usual suspects. What do we got? We got the That's Not a Knife, That's a Knife, Unpopular Opinion of the Day. Look at me, the award-winning Yeah Nah. We also have the Diary of Stephen Adams, where he swings by to just give us a little bit of insight into how his time's going in OKC. On you, Steve. Plus, we'll wrap every single game from last night and preview every game tonight. It's getting tasty. Love me some Christmas basketball. So, let's get to it. Here we go. All right, it's the Shaq attack. What do? We whip around every morning on NBA Australia. Quick news. Let's check it out. See what is there. There is LaVar Ball saying he's starting a big ball of basketball league for the nation's top players who don't want to go to college and go, fuck that, I want to get paid, son. And he says he'll pay up to, what's that, $10,000 a month. Oh, shit. I'll get involved. What up? How you doing, LaVar Ball? I'll play. I mean, I've still got a sweet cross-court pass, but I don't know how my shooting's holding up. I love this idea. I'll explain a little bit later my thoughts on it. Because there are some, as you can imagine, when it comes to LaVar Ball and other stuff. What else happened in the NBA? Well, we had 12 games, so let's get to the game wraps. Bit of a bummer, though. 12 games, Christmas basketball, shit games, but Jesus, there was more blowouts than a fucking Charlotte hair salon. There's only probably two or three good games in this entire one, so let's get to it. Raps go to Charlotte, speaking of which, and win 129-111. 28 for DeMar, 24 for Siege, and this is a laugher from early. Toronto outscored Charlotte by 20 in the second quarter and coasted home. Literally no problems at all. Dwight had 15-9 for Charlotte. Jeremy Lamb had 32 meaningless Jeremy Lamb points off the bench. Pretty sure that's all Jeremy Lamb ever scores. Pacers go to Atlanta and win 105-95. Victor Oladipo with 23. Miles Turner with 20. Bojan Bogdanovic throws in a 19. It's a good solid win for the Pacers just to knock it over against the worst team in the NBA. John Collins, though, pops up for the Hawks. Only a couple games back from his injury and has 18-9. On ya. That's a tall drinker cocktail, I guess. Peanuts Schroeder had 8 points on 15 shots. Fucking hell, German Rondo. 4 of 15. The Red Bull Prince, Taurine, had also a pretty rough one. 8 points on 10 shots. Man, Hawks just not landing those punches, huh? That's a tough one, as they say, the biz. I guess. Or not. I don't know. You can ask somebody who actually knows. How about Sacramento going to Brooklyn and punching them in the face by 5 points, 104-99. Gross. Nets were down 21, and this came all the way back. Down two with a minute left. And then the Kings held on. Oh, man, this is a brutal one for the Nets. The Kings were 0-5 at the end of a road trip and on the end of a back-to-back with no De'Aaron Fox, and the Nets fucking blow it. Zach Randolph and George Hill go off for 21 and 22, respectively. Nick Stauskas' revenge game went as expected. 3 minutes and 3 points. Though, that is a per 36 of 36 points. So, on your Stauskas? Stauskas? Buddy Hield missed his first 6 shots, and 3 in a row were blocked before he finally made a jumper in the fourth quarter. I love that. And Zach Randolph finished with 8 rebounds in this game. That means he's top 10,000 in his entire NBA career. He joins Pau Gasol and Dirk Nowitzki as the only active players with 18,000 points and 10,000 rebounds. On you, Zachy Cakes. That's awesome. How about the only good early game, Heat at Celtics? Heat win it by a point, 90-89. This is the only good game early on. Heat were down basically their entire starting lineup. There's no Goran, there's no James Johnson, there's no Tyler Johnson, there's no Hassan Whiteside, and they ride, of course they do, a career-high 32-point outing from your boy, Kelly, that's a girl's name, Olenek. Holy shit. Kelly Olenek gets a video tribute, and as people keep pointing out, wow, our levels for video tributes are getting lower and lower and lower. Thing is, he gets that video tribute and then fucking smashes. 32. Good job, Kelly. Also came down really rough at the very end and looked like he tore a fucking hammy. Still, Kyrie, 33 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and a really good look at a game-winning buzzer beater that went just wide left. That was brutal. Celtics probably shouldn't have lost this, but they never really felt like in it after about the second quarter. It was just like, oh shit, Miami just are ahead. Fuck. Jason Tatum dislocated a finger, popped it back in, which is kind of fun and brutal to watch. But yeah, the Celtics, your East leading Boston Celtics. Probably shouldn't have dropped that one, I'll tell you. Anyway, Miami now sneak over 500 and Boston to 26-8 for the season. Magic at Bulls. The fucking Bulls smash. That is 7 games straight for your Chicago Bulls. 112-94. Kicked the shit out of the Magic. 6 dudes in double digits. Denzel had 16, 10 and 5. Robin, that's also a maybe a girl's name. Lopez had 10 and 7. Chris Dunn. I fucking love the Chris Dunn surgeons. There's no resurgence because he hadn't done anything yet. 15, 6, and 7. Jerry and Grant also played good. And the Wonder Twins fighting Bobby Portis. 14 and 5. And Face Mirotic had 15 and 10. That's a stellar effort by the Bulls. Magic had Vooch, I guess, with 18 and 10. Alfred Payton with 14, 6, and 8. And Super Mario, you know it, Super Mario Hazonia with 12. Jonathan Isaac, second game back. Love the rookie. 14 minutes. 4 points, 1 assist. Good job. How about, speaking of winning streaks, the Rockets came to an end. It came to a crashing halt at 14 as they lost to the Lakers at home, 122-116. Holy crap, Rockets. Chris Paul finally loses a game as a Houston Rocket. But this game was astounding for a couple of other things. James Harden put up 51 points. 51 points. Unbelievable. Thing is, also, you know, 9 assists, and that's pretty good. We'll talk about that a little bit. But Kyle Kuzma, 38 points, 7 rebounds. The rookie just comes out and goes, hey, guys, I got this. Trust me. 38 points and 7 rebounds for Kuz. Unbelievable. At the half, he hadn't missed a shot. He was 9 of 9, 6 of 6 from 3 at 24, and then Harden had 30 at the half. Unbelievable. What a fun-ass game this was. Elsewhere, Lonzo Ball had 16 points, 9 rebounds, and Corey Brewer had 21 and 5. But the Lakers, man, they just had this one. Just had it from the very start, and that's how it goes. I mean, there you go. Well, it was fun while it lasted, wasn't it, Rockets? I guess. I mean, sure. Why not? What about Chris Paul? How did he go? Well, I'm very glad you asked, because Chris Paul, 25 minutes. Bit of a rough one. 8 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. I don't know, man. I don't know. See how he goes. You know, it's just what happens. There you go. All right, moving on. We got Jazz at Thunder. This was gross. 79-107. Not much to talk about this. Thunder had it in hand by the half. Rusty had 24 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. The Jazz probably lost because they were out without Donovan Mitchell. My boy, Donovan Mitchell, had a DNP CD. Did not play coach's decision with a toe contusion. Paul George and Melo both chip in 18. Steven Adams came back from a concussion after missing the last two. Not much else to say about the Jazz, though. I mean, it was a rough one, I'll tell you. Pistons at Mavs. Pistons 93 lose to Dallas. Detroit shit the bed here. I think they came into this going, oh, we'll kick the crap out of the Mavs. But the Mavs actually have had a better point differential over the last, I think it's like a month, than the Pistons. So Pistons win lose seven, win three and then lose to the Mavs, of course. Andre Drummond with 11 and 13, but when Anthony Tolliver is your leading scorer, it's a bad night. The John Selly character from Eddie had 16. The Mavs, Harrison Barnes led the way with 25. Dennis Smith Jr. is back. Fuck yes, love this. Need some more Dennis Smith Jr. in my life. Comes back from a hip injury in nice fashion with 15, 5 and 5. Timberwolves go to Denver and win 112-104. Jimmy Butler with a dagger. 25. Cat with 25. Jamal Crawford with 20. Smoking out there. Jimmy Butler just looked real good too. 30 for Jamal Murray. Good on you, Jamal. 22-6-4 and 10 turnovers for Jokic. Oosh. And man, because he was coaching against him, Mike Malone got a case of the Tibbs. Only played 8 guys. Apparently one, there's only one, Hernan Gomez, Daryl Arthur, Kenneth Branagh Fareed, and Richard Ricky Jefferson aren't good enough to play in the NBA anymore. Jesus, no Gary Harris hurt them this time, but, you know, Timberwolves got a much-needed just cruiser here, which, and it was a fun game. This was really a bit of a tussle, and then the Wolves just sort of snuck out in front and held there. They've, pushed themselves to 19-13. Good job, Minnesota. Spurs, this is the other close one, 93-91 over the Blazers. Dame looked like he got hurt, but he's okay. CJ McCollum had a nice look to just fucking win this at the buzzer with a three. Real sweet look. It doesn't go down. Spurs win! Speaking of which, he only had 13 points on 22 shots. So yeah, maybe this is like the kid Simon that I went to like primary and high school with. It's like, dude, he was never going to get in that hole. Spurs, LMA, and Gasol. That's LaMarcus and Pow kill with 22 and 20 each. Good stuff, Spurs. Spurs gonna Spurs. Grizz at Warriors, 84 to 97. Killer Clay's Warriors smash. Yeah, 29. The Coward Kevin Durant with 22. Marc Gasol with 29. 5 assists, 2 steals. Not a bad one, but man, remember when the Grizz were like going tit-to-tit with their Warriors? Jesus. Dubs just set it around and put the foot down in the fourth. Smashed him. Tariq Evans had a shocker. 10 points on 16. Gross. Grizz, we're very close though going into the fourth, which is kind of heartening. But they're also now 9-22, which is less heartening. And they're equal for basically second worst in the league. They're half a game back from Dallas. And finally, the Suns at Clippers. 95-108. Gross. Clip smash. What are you going to do? DJ with another 20 rebound game. Milos Stilodosic with 8 assists. Love that sketchy Euro legend. Punchable Austin Rivers led the way with 21 as his daddy cheered from the sidelines like a soccer mum. And for the Suns, yeah, fucking sure. TJ Warren is again your leading scorer, which should make every Suns fan feel dirty inside. 22 points on 24 shots. Sounds about right. So let's get to the NBA Straya approved performance of the night.
That's not nice. That's a nice.
Holy shit, James Harden. 51 points with 9 assists. Holy crap. 51 points on 27 shots. And then he added in 9 assists. Man, if James Harden got his Kobe shit on, he would have had 70. Come on, that's unfucking real. Good job, fast Jimmy Harden. That's an unbelievable performance, even in a loss. We'll talk about coups later. Come on, it could be almost a knife there. But James Harden gets it for another 50-point game. Good job, James Harden.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
It's also a beard. It's like him walking up to some hipster in like Williamsburg and going, hey, that's not a beard. This is a beard. And we're going, what the fuck is James Harden doing here? Old mate, no mates. Who's got no mates today? Nick Batum, 0 points in 26 friends. Not very good. You can score by mistake in 26 minutes, Nick Batum. What the fuck is that up? Come on, Frenchie. 2 rebounds and 5 assists. Come on, that's a quicker surrender than you hit motherfuckers had in 1940. Old mate, no mates. That's it. Let's get to hashtag better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average.
Oh, he wishes. So Lonzo played the Rockets. He had 16-9-4. And that's a very hefty regression to the mean of 2 of 8 from 3. He had been shooting threes very well over the last 4 games. So who was better than Lonzo Ball? I'll tell you, his teammate, Kuz. Meanwhile, he had 24 at the half, hadn't missed a shot, shoots 12 of 17 for the entire game, goes 7 of 10 from 3. Lonzo's never done that. Kyle Kuzma, 38 points. That is the third most by a rookie over the last 5 years, behind Donovan Mitchell's 41 from earlier this season. And Lonzo Ball's predecessor as LA point guard, D'Angelo Russell, who had 39 in 2016. Not bad, Rook. Not bad. On your Kyle Kuzma today. And you're also leading the Lakers in scoring. That is legitimately unreal. I'm absolutely loving this. I mean, it's not just because I've got a lot of time for Kyle Kuzma. It's also because he was drafted by the Nets and part of the D'Angelo Russell trade. And the Lakers are like, hey, man, we're totally pretty okay with that, I'll tell you. 17.5 points on the season, 6.6 rebounds. Jesus, Kuz is out there smashing his last five games. He had 12 and 14, 19 and 6, 20 and 7, 25 and 6, and 38 and 7 and 4 last night. Kuz, you're better than Lonzo Ball. It's right there. All right, coming up next, we've got Yeah Naz and a bunch of other fun stuff. Let's do it. All right, Yeah Nah. It's NBA Straya. We do Yeah Nahs every day. Three Yeah Nahs where we have three NBA storylines. Give them a Yeah Nah. Figure out if it's more Yeah, more Nah. How about we check out LeVar Ball's Big Baller Basketball League. I'll speak sometime good. I'll tell you, for the nation's top high school players, instead of going to college, they can go check this out. It's amazing. Yeah, nah. Yeah, fuck oath. I think the entrenched power of the college game fucking totally hurts people who are either ready to go straight to making money in the NBA or have their games hurt by doing it or have their games not developed enough by playing in a weird college system and they're stuck there for a year, as opposed to being able to play in pro style, in a pro style setting, make some money, ease their way into the NBA, as opposed to like having to be buried on a bench by some fucking uppity college coach who's like out here, hey man, it's all about the system. I coach young men. I don't coach basketball players. Motherfucker, these dudes are here to play basketball. So I hate the fucking entire entrenched idea of only college can get you to the NBA. And every time someone bucks that, I love it. So if LeVar can pay that $10K a month, I'm on board, because simply the more outlets that challenge college's hegemony, including the G League and stuff like that, the fucking better, man. Dudes going overseas, dudes going to the G League, straight out of college. I love this idea. College, people love it. I've got a lot of time for it when it's fucking March. That's fine, but I'm not entirely sure how its system benefits the most amount of people that isn't the NCAA. Just saying. So there you go. That's a good year now. Next up, should the Lakers retire Pau Gasol's number next after Kobe? Yeah, nah, yeah, fucking oath they should. Pau Gasol, he's just the 18th player in NBA history to score at least 20,000 points and grab at least 10,000 rebounds. All of the other 17 players ahead of him are in the Hall of Fame or will be. That's Dirk, Duncan, and KG. Get it up there. Chuck that Pau Gasol number up there while we're at it. Give Smoosh a call and Lamar as well. Come on. Like a dynasty. It was right there. It was right there. You did it. Anyway, retire Pau. Love me some Pau. And finally, the new Kawhi Leonard Foot Locker commercial about the new Jordan 1s and Foot Locker is the best way for Kawhi to win us over and probably get an MVP. Yeah, nah. Yeah. How is he this funny and we've never seen it before? This is an amazing commercial. We'll be posting it on the old Facebook and Twitter over there during the day today. But it is fucking astounding. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Kawhi is funnier and shit. LaMarcus is as dry and annoying as usual, but whatever. Still, Kawhi, you're amazing, son. I love it. And you're going to win MVP if people see this commercial more. It's almost as fun as the... it's probably more fun than the James Harden, Chris Paul, like Madden commercial. So go check it out. I'll post it today as well. All right, let's move on to the unpopular opinion of the day. Look at me, it's the unpopular opinion of the day. Man, fuck Isaiah Thomas. Dude, I mentioned this yesterday. Why the fuck is Magic apologizing to him? You're the one who was spreading shit about him when the HIV diagnosis came out. You're the one who bounced on him. You were the piece of shit. Why the fuck is Magic apologizing for being a great guy? Fuck me. Not only did Zeke like ruin two franchises as GM, he was a horrible coach and got embroiled in a sexual assault scandal, and somehow this motherfucker still has a job on NBA TV. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, fuck Isaiah Thomas. Come on, I want to see a dirty big apology. Go, look, hey, I'm real sorry, Magic. I was talking shit. I was a fucking moron. I'm an asshole. I'm paying my penance every day. That's all I want, Isaiah. Instead, we get fucking Magic going, I'm sorry for not being your friend. Get the fuck out of here. Isaiah Thomas, piece of crap. Come on, man. Got to get this sorted. All right. Y'all ready for this? It's Thursday, so we do our usual Where in the World is Luke Schenzer? All right, well, Luke Schenzer, he's currently hanging out in his hometown of Adelaide. He's retired, playing semi-pro for the Southern Tigers in the South Australian Basketball League. Also played for Townsville in the 3x3 tournament in Oz back in November, and they won it. They won the CLB 3-on-3 Aussie Summer Series title and then went to Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia to contest the FIBA World Tour qualifying event. They didn't get through. What are you going to do? But after leaving the NBA, 34-year-old former Bull and Blazer also had stints with the 36ers, the Wildcats, Townsville. 36ers again, Townsville again. Scored a couple of games with the Singapore Slingers. Now he's just back and chilling at his old club in Adelaide. How fun is that? On you, Luke Schenzer. You would definitely be popping up on the NBA Australia Never Forgets on Facebook and Twitter when we get around to your career highlights. Thing is, it's always in the second half of the season for Luke. Tough one. All right, coming up next, we have the Australian Player Watch. It's going to come up right after this one. Let's do it. All right, Australian Player Watch for NBA Australia today. Ben Simmons, nothing till Friday. Nothing last night. So Patty Mills against his old team, the Blazers. On your Patty Cakes, off the bench for 10 points on 5 of 8 shooting. Threw in a rebound and a steal as well. One turnover and 4 fouls in his 23 minutes. On your Buller. Patty Mills may also, against his old team, pop up as one of our NBA Australia Never Forgets in the next couple of days. Keep tuned to the old Facey and Twitter and Insta over there. Come on. Joe Ingles. Oh, Jesus. This was a tough one. Jingling Joe Ingles played the Thunder, and like the rest of Australia, he's already clocked off for Chrissy Brake. 0 points on 0-4 shooting. Yeesh. Oh, Jingling Joe. Tough one. 6 rebounds and 3 assists. Brutal night for the Jazz, though, as mentioned earlier. This was his 6th worst game ever, though, for Joe. Tough one. What are you going to do? Jazz come back and play the Thunder again, though, so I don't know how they're going to go, I'll tell you. It's a bit of a tough one for Jingling. Anyway, let's move on. Delhi's back. Delhi and Thong. Thon McKerr. They get a little bit of a break until Friday. Aaron Baines played the Heat last night. The Celtics lose. He had 2-5 in 17 minutes. I think the Celtics now dropped to like 17-5 with Baines in the starting lineup. How about Andrew Bogey Buckets? The old number one pick over there. Played the Rockets. Got the start out of nowhere. They're like, hey, Bogut, you ready? He's like, oh, I'm always fucking ready, bro. What are you going to do? 17 minutes, 2 points, hitting both these free throws, 3 rebounds, 1 block, 2 turnovers, and 5 fouls. That's why it's only 17 minutes. Damn, Bogey, 5 fouls in 17 minutes. Anti-Australian bias, I call. Mango Mathiang. How did he go? The old Mango. Love me some Mango Mathiang. So Charlotte got absolutely fucking rolled by Toronto. So Mango still. What the crap? Come on, man. Sort that out. Mango. He was back with the actual Hornets and got 5 minutes in this. On your Mango. No points, though. 3 rebounds. Just out there as a big body. Just banging around with 1 foul. Mango, I'm fucking stoked for you, bud. That's amazing. Good job. 5 minutes, 3 rebounds. It's a good rate. I love it. And it's better than sitting on the bench. So the more times that the Hornets get fucking, like, smoked, the more playing time for Mango. Keep an eye on the big fella. I love him. How about our daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Oh, yeah. Shoulder still all banged up. Final part of Australian Player Watch, Kyrie, honorary Australian, 33-4-5 last night against the Heat, misses the game winner. And you know what? It's Thursday, it's Kiwi Corner, so how's Stephen Adams stacking up, baby? Well, he missed the last two games before last night with a concussion and came back with a tidy 11-9 against those self-same Jazz of Joe Ingles, averaging 13.7, 8.8 on the season, while shooting 63.5. Thing is, for fucking December, he's averaging 18-10. Unbelievable. On ya. Shooting 67%, 18-10. That's unbelievable. Best center in the game. Stephen Adams, Ebru. All right, coming up next, we got the previews. Let's just do the damn thing, should we? Yeah, let's do it. All right, NBA Australia. We've got the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. Well, nothing today because it's still quite early. And Patty Mills played last night against the Blazers on that old-timey West Coast time. So what are you going to do? At least take the win, Patty, and there'll be no doubt a Game Day Baller Game Day in the future when they play the Jazz tonight. So we've got Patty versus Jingling Joe. Let's get to it then. The game previews. We're going to check out and whip around every game on the NBA slate for tonight. Bulls at Cavs. Oh, man, the stupid Cavs lost to the Bucks the other night, or else this would have been two teams on exceptionally large win streaks. Large. So the Bulls still seven straight. Unbelievable. But now on a back-to-back, LeBron with a day's rest. Whoa. Give me the Cavs. I think they break the Bulls' winning streak and send the Bulls into Christmas going, aw, we were this close. Raps at Sixers. No Embiid till Christmas. Sixers have now lost 7 of 8. 1 of 6 without Embiid. You need a win here, Ben Simmons. I'll tell you. Oh, yeah, Ben Simmons plays on Thursday. Awesome. Didn't have that in my notes. Ba-pow. Raps on a back-to-back, so it's feasible the Sixers can whip this one around, I reckon. Yeah, give me the Sixers. Still, it's going to be a tough one. Celtics at Knicks. Fun. Even without a zinger, this is Kyrie in the Garden. Give me it. Give me it. Give me it now. This is amazing. Even though the Celtics are on a back-to-back, they were just at home, so they just whipped down to New York from Boston there, dude. And let's see how they go. I think if the zinger's not playing, the Celtics win this. I think they bounce back from the hurt. Put on them last night from the Heat. Grizz at Suns. Oh, gross. This is two of the worst in the West. Jesus Christ. This is, they have a combined 20 wins. 11 and 9 each. 11 and 22 for Phoenix, 9 and 22 for fucking Memphis. Gross. I mean, what is this? Marc Gasol versus Alex Len? Sure. Whatever the fuck. Give me the Suns. Why the fuck not? They're at home. Spurs at Jazz. Patty versus Jingling Joe. Aussie on Aussie. Violence. Jazz are in struggle town and the Spurs just keep on spursing, huh? Jazz are now, they've lost 3 in a row, and I think they've now lost something like 7 of their last 8. Yeah, 7 of 8. That is not good after like this weird little six-game winning streak after losing Gobert. So, tough one. Tough one, I'll tell you. And that is the last game of the evening. We only have the 5 games before we get into the big weekend slate of pre-Christmas and then Christmas Day, which we're going to be wrapping up in tomorrow's episode. We've got a massive, massive, massive Christmas Day preview on Friday, tomorrow. And you know what? Let's talk about that right now because that's the end of this episode. All right. NBA Australia, we're done. We'll be back tomorrow with our mega Christmas Day and Christmas weekend preview episode where we're going to wrap or preview every game for the Friday and Saturday nights and then the 6 Christmas Day games on the Monday. So programming note, we will be in the air on the way back to Australia. So this will be a pure preview pod because I won't know what's happening tonight because I'll be on a fucking plane somewhere over the Atlantic. And so then we'll be back next, I believe, Boxing Day or the 27th. One of the two. One of the two. Might be the 27th because we are going to the Boxing Day test. What are you going to do? Anyway, that's been NBA Australia for today. We'll be back tomorrow and then in a couple of days after that. But make sure you follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia and over at Facebook at NBA Australia. Subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Go on. Check us a rating. Come on. Check us a hand. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. But go check out House Hats, the best band in Australia. Go vote for All Together by House Hats in the Hottest 100. You'll fucking love it. Trust me. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green 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 and the Ramshackle Army and Fascinated for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Go check them all out on Bandcamp. Give them a smash. They're fucking great. And that's it. NBA Australia did the damn thing. Stick around for the Diary of Stephen Adams and we will catch you tomorrow. That's it. NBA Australia. Later, Horizon. Oh, Key or Bruce, it's Stephen Adams here, eh? My doctor says I should keep writing in my diary, it'll help clear my head, so, here goes. Dear diary, it's me, Stephen Adams, eh, bro? I'll be quick today because the doc says I should be. See, I've got my noggin knocked around and I've had what the doctors call a concussion there, so I've had to sit out the last two games. I mean, back home in NZ, we'd play rugby and you'd get fully knocked out, eh? Like, by one of your cousins named Tiny, who was actually 140 kilos. It's kind of an ironic nickname, you could say. Anyway, so he'd slam your head into the ground and you'd not wake up for like 5 minutes. But you didn't worry about your head like. You just worried no one put their finger in your bum at that time, right? It's like, it's a cultural thing. Anyway, good thing is, here at OKC, no one's tried to put their finger in my bum yet, and my head feels good again. So, I got to play last night against those fellas from Utah, and I saw my pal, Joe Ingles, as well. He's a good sort. He looks like my year 8 math teacher though, bro. Anyway, we said hi, and he gave me a pack of Tim Tams as a Christmas present. How great's that, bro? I gave him a homemade plaid pullover. He seemed pretty chuffed. Anyway, I love Christmas over here. I miss me mum and my 47 brothers and sisters, like, but it's not so bad. It's cold, but no one is knocking me out and putting their finger in me bum, so that's a win. Okay, Merry Christmas to all, and have a hungy on me, Stephen Adams, eh? Kia ora, bros. Merry Christmas. Love, Stephen Adams.